Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos end up getting something for Randy Gregory after all. Get a sixth-round pick from the 49ers, send Randy Gregory to San Francisco for the seventh-round pick, along with the seventh-round pick, I should say. And, you know, at least the Broncos got something. The hat was tipped. They were getting rid of him. Could have easily not gotten anything. Teams could have waited until they released Randy Gregory. Hey, you know what? Credit George Payton to get something, especially with Sean Payton as a head coach that finds some gems in the later rounds. Hey, you got an extra round up in terms of a draft pick after the swap. I like it. Also, Randy Gregory, you know, there's some discussion if he was still injured here in Denver, if he just didn't have the drive. Let's see if something happens if he gets back into the NFC, especially playing his old team possibly as soon as Sunday. We'll see if the Niners have him activated. That would be very interesting if they do for Sunday Night Football. Also, thinking more about the Jets game this weekend. Now, Nathaniel Hackett wants to get revenge on the Broncos, and the Jets want to get revenge on the Broncos for the way they made Nathaniel Hackett the scapegoat, whatever. And I'm sure there are Broncos players that want to be able to show Nathaniel Hackett, look what we can do with proper coaching. Or we haven't forgotten what happened, the disaster that was last year. So it doesn't have as much steam without Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't really feel like this rivalry, vengeful game. And you kind of wonder how much the Jets are really vested. Yeah, Sean Payton had his comments early in the offseason and everything. But, you have to look at the situation. And I don't think Nathaniel Hackett was a scapegoat for anything. And you know what? He didn't perform well. And the Broncos got rid of him. And look at this, Russell Wilson now with Sean Payton looks like the quarterback we thought we were getting a year ago. So you kind of have to look at coaching, I would say, when it comes to some of that. And I think really this weekend's going to come down to the coaching in terms on both teams. I think whoever does the better coaching job will probably win the game. And you got to think the Broncos know this is kind of another must-win. If we can get back to 2-3, like I mentioned, it's kind of wide open for us to actually still do something. A lot of people believe the Broncos are heading in the right direction now. They're starting to make the youth movement. Yeah, okay, the win was over the Bears, but I want to make the point. The Bears played the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Justin Fields looked the same he did against the Broncos on Sunday, except the Bears kept the gas on kept the pedal to the floor, I should say, and whooped the Commanders. And the Commanders are supposed to have a much better defense than the Broncos is at this time. Now, at the starting of the year, both ranked pretty high. But as people see it right now where we are in the football season, Commanders by most are looked at to have a better defense than the Broncos. And they got taken care of pretty easily by the Bears as well. So what does that say about the Broncos? Does that say that the win on Sunday has a little more validation to it now because the Bears we got weren't due to a terrible defensive performance? I mean, there were players out of place. I'm not saying the Broncos defense played excellent, but was it the Bears started turning a corner on Sunday and the Broncos were able to at least get the comeback and hold off their first victory for another 4 days? You know, that's the NFL for you any given week. But the reason I say that, if that's the case, and Justin Fields was turning the corner, and he looked like that because he is turning the corner, and it just happened to start against the Broncos, and the Broncos still were able to pull out a win, yeah, the Jets have a much better defense, but I have a hard time thinking Zach Wilson's going to play up to the way Justin Fields has the last two games. And if he doesn't for the Jets, you got to like the Broncos' chances. Plus, the Broncos are debuting the new uniform combo this weekend. They're doing some first-time things, having the Broncos old-school D at the 50-yard line, or the newest version of the old-school D with the dark blue as the outline. And you got to think, you know, there's something to that. You know, I think it was Justin Simmons that said in an interview, sometimes when you switch things up like that or make a first out of some event or something like that, it does actually have a slight motivation or a slight notice by the team or by certain players, like, hey, this is another reason to be motivated. And we'll see, because I think it'll be a pretty cool atmosphere on Sunday, having the new uniform combo, having the new paint scheme on the field to celebrate it. And let's see if the Broncos can bring home a win. I honestly go back and forth. Part of me goes, it's going to be close to the fourth quarter. And the other part of me goes, I don't know. I think Russell Wilson's going to be personally motivated too from last year and want to just show up and show out on Sunday as well. So I think there's a chance of a possible easier win for the Broncos finally, but we'll see. Kind of interesting, you know, these talk shows, I know they're made to get under your skin, and boy, a couple of them have gotten under my skin, especially Get Up there on ESPN. And you know, it's the same people, though, that always kind of get under my skin. Like Bart Scott still isn't buying into Russell Wilson being turned around, believes the Jets are just going to come out and dominate them this weekend, and that it just doesn't matter how Zach Wilson plays, as long as the Jets defense is what it is, teams like the Broncos won't beat the Jets. Okay. I mean, that is possible, but at the same time, I think Broncos country can feel as difficult as the start of the season has been. There is a culture change going on. There's a youth movement going on, and there are changes happening that I can definitely say I don't think you felt in a season with a losing record, or at this point we have a losing record. I don't think you've kind of had those feelings before, like, okay, we have a losing record, but it feels like things are turning the right direction. And it kind of feels like it is. I don't know, in my head. Now, if we lose Sunday and I come back and talk about a loss to the Jets, I might lose all my steam when it comes to talking about that. But we'll see what happens this Sunday. And let's hope. Sometimes, even against a team like the Bears, or how the Bears are perceived, a comeback victory, a win, can really be a stepping stone and a leap board to start piling up some victories. And let's hope that's what it is for the Broncos starting this Sunday. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.